You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to reach us, you can contact us on our off-air number by texting or calling at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You can also visit our website to see any information on our guests, and you can hear the recordings of previous shows. Just visit DougHaldeman.com. It's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
So we are going to try to stump you, Doug.
Going to try to stump
you. Yeah, you mentioned stump the lender. So we had a couple listeners ask a few questions, and we'll see what we can get out of you.
Yeah, I wish I would have had time to prepare for this.
All right, let's hear it. So the question one of them had was, they were buying a foreclosure for $180,000, but it's worth $210,000. And the question was, can they borrow the difference? That $210,000 value, can they get that money, or can they have no money down if they're going to buy it, that sort of thing?
Okay, so I know where you're going with this, yeah. And we get this question a lot. So it's a really very timely question. So you're buying a house for $180,000, or you're buying a house for some price, especially if it's foreclosure or some sort of distress sale. It's worth more, probably needs some work. People want to avoid, they want to save their down payment money so they can use it to put into the house and make repairs. And unfortunately, the answer is no. We have to use the purchase price. And one of the reasons for that is we think about, okay, what, you know, if the market value in that case is $210,000,
right?
What is market value? Okay, what's the definition of that? The definition of market value is what somebody's willing to pay for a property is the market value.
Right.
So if you're willing to pay $180,000 for the property, that is the market value, unfortunately.
Okay.
It may appraise for more
even
than that.
Even though it's appraised, okay.
Right, it may appraise for more than that, but there are reasons why it's selling for $180,000 as a distress sale. So the lender will not let you, they won't let you use the $210,000. You're going to have to wait at least, typically 1 year before that appraised value is going to become relevant.
So that I will still have to come up with money down if that's how I qualify.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So a FHA loan, you could do as little as 3.5% down. If it's a USDA property, nothing down. VA, nothing down. A conventional loan, 5% down.
So that equity is just in there for future at
right.
some point.
Absolutely. Put some skin in the game.
All right. So here's another one. So if they buy the house and they put the money into fixing it up, how soon can they get that cash out to recover that money?
Okay, so this is a really good question too, because we get some people that will want to get a distress sale, so they'll get enough money to just pay cash for the property. Okay, and the issue with paying cash for the property is, I call this like Chinese finger cuffs, is you can get in but you can't get out. Okay, once you put the money down on the property, it's very difficult to get out, because cash out loans are much higher risk loans. The default rate on them much higher than a normal loan. So your lenders don't want you to get your equity simply because they know that raises a risk of you defaulting on the loan. So you pay cash for the property. Here are a couple reasons why you want to avoid doing that if possible. One are the tax consequences. When you look at the tax deductibility of mortgage interest, okay, it's the acquisition indebtedness that's deductible. And most people don't know that. So acquisition indebtedness, what does that mean? You buy that $180,000 house, say you take out $170,000 loan. Well, in that case, that $170,000 loan is the acquisition indebtedness, because that's the amount of money you borrowed to buy the property. That's what's tax deductible.
Okay.
You pay cash for it and then take all that as cash out. There's a good chance it's not going to be deductible. Now, I'm not a CPA, so I'm going to say defer to your CPA to make sure on that. But I do know those rules fairly well, and people need to be careful. The IRS will allow up to $100,000 of home equity as a home equity loan that they will allow to be deductible, so that sometimes can cover it. Now, the other answer to your question, though, about how soon can you get the money back out? Okay, so if you truly paid cash for the property, one thing I would advise is that you close at a title company and you have a HUD-1 settlement statement. So that's the settlement statement that a title company gives you that tells exactly how much you bought it for, and that's the proof of how much you bought it for. And it can't be it has to be a non-arm's length transaction, meaning you can't be buying it from a family member where you can manipulate the sales price. So in that case, you can cash out right away using, showing how much you actually put into it from the beginning, okay, and we have to be able to verify that. Now, you're not going to use the appraised value, though. You're going to use the price you bought it
for. The market value.
No, you're going to use what the original sales price was.
Okay.
Which, that's an issue. If somebody buys one that can't qualify for a conventional loan because it's not in good enough condition, okay, then they put a bunch of cash into it. well, that cash is just money you're putting into it, and you can't get that money back until you've been in the property, typically for 1 year.
Okay. Okay. So if I put another question actually was if they put 10% down on a property that they bought 6 months ago, and the property values increase, and they'd like to refinance to get rid of that PMI, how is that even possible?
Yes, definitely can be possible, and we get that a lot right now because, you know, somebody in this case, they bought the house 6 months ago. It's 12 months is the general rule that after 12 months we can use the appraised value regardless of what they bought it for. Okay, so that first 12 months though, we're going to still be stuck with the original purchase price instead of the appraised value. So after 12 months, we have a lot of people, you know, that say they put 10% down, and
right.
Now if we've seen 10% appreciation, now you can refinance even at the same interest rate as what you had from 1 year ago and get rid of the PMI. And it's a lower blended interest rate when you include your PMI on top of your regular interest rate.
Right.
So that's a great way for somebody to get rid of PMI. Another place that we see this coming into play is if somebody has an FHA loan, okay, the PMI, the monthly PMI on FHA loans has gone up and up and up.
And from previous shows, I remember you saying that that's not going to be able to go away anymore.
Right. So anybody gets an FHA loan now, their mortgage insurance on a 30-year fixed FHA loan is 1.35% on a yearly basis forever, you know, for the 30 years that you have the property. That's a lot. So if you know, even if you get a great interest rate, let's say you get 4% interest, that's the equivalent of 5.35% interest when you calculate in the mortgage insurance premium.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
that's a big deal. And kind of the moral of the story on that is that these situations get complicated, and people will try to just research online to figure out their best scenario. And then they move forward in a transaction thinking they made the right decision, and it's too late to go backwards and change how they bought the property.
Right.
I would highly advise people to get professional advice before you go into the transaction. And if you want advice on it, especially as a listener to the show, I'd be happy to help you. You can reach me on the off-air number at 314-472-3684. The 472-DOUG, just text me or call me, and we can set up a time early this week to be able to talk about your specific scenario.
So one more question really quickly. Why are loans harder to get if a borrower wants to get cash back from the loan?
Okay, so I touched on that earlier. When you want to get cash back on the loan, frequently what people do is, like, especially depending on the reason they want the cash out, if they're trying to pay off debts, then they cash out on their house, use their house as a piggy bank, which is a lot of what
right.
people were doing back in the 2000 all the way up to 2008 when the market crashed. People take that cash out, pay off the debt, and then they just accumulate more debt on top of it, and now they have a bigger mortgage.
Right.
Or they take that money and they go blow it, and now they just have more debt at that point. So when you take cash out on a house, it increases the default rate, and in turn, the lenders are going to give you a higher interest rate to make up for it. They have to make up for the extra risk factor.
Right. Okay.
So stump the lender. How'd I do, Tammy?
Actually, I'm going to give you 100% with a smiley face on a star.
I appreciate that. Hey, Tammy, one other thing I want to mention, the scouting report. We've talked about that a lot on the show.
Oh, yeah,
we have 1 minute left, but I want to just mention it again because we've had a huge response to the scouting report. Anybody who's looking to buy a house and you want to have access, full access to the MLS and see every property that's out there, you can use our free service called the Scouting Report, and you can pull out your smartphone right now. If you can go to the App Store in Google Play or the Apple App Store, search for Home Scouting, and when you look for Home Scouting, you can download this, and it'll ask for a VIP activation code. And when you do that, put in 314-472-3684. That's the show phone number. So 314-472-3684. Really easy to remember, 472-DOUG. And put that in and start using the Home Scouting Report, and this will let you find whatever property you're looking for on the MLS at your own leisure. It gives you the number one search engine out there.
So now that I give you 100% and a smiley face, we have a guest in today that she used to be a school teacher from what I understand.
Yes, she did. So I'll ask the question, how did a local elementary teacher become a real estate superstar? Coming up, we'll be joined by that very teacher, Barbara Bellassi from Keller Williams Realty. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.